Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the July stimulus needs to reward Irish businesses for their ingenuity during the COVID-19 lockdown, according to a leading economist. A church in Derry has closed after two parishioners tested positive for COVID-19. Illegal fishing net and fish have been seized by Inland Fisheries Ireland in Donegal. And the number of people in Donegal in receipt of the PUP payment continues to fall, with 12% less people now receiving the payment compared to last week. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, it has been recorded in the north today. The death toll there remains at 556. There were 23 new cases in Northern Ireland since Friday, bringing the total number of cases to 5,857. The Taoiseach says Europe needs to send a strong message that it can deal with the coronavirus crisis. Micheál Martin was speaking as he arrived for day four of a crunch EU summit to continue negotiations on the €750 billion recovery fund. Differences remain about how the money should be divided up, the conditions that will be attached to it, and oversight on spending. Arriving for the latest round of talks, Micheál Martin said a big and successful project is worth the hard negotiations.
Well, it's been a long summit. And a challenging summit, but the prize is worth negotiating for, and the prize is for the opportunity for the entire European Union to work collectively to reboot and restart the European recovery and to respond to the scale of the impact of COVID-19.
The July stimulus needs to reward Irish businesses for their ingenuity during the COVID-19 lockdown, according to a leading economist. Retail sales saw a bounce in May as the economy began to reopen, according to figures from the CSO. It also represented a slight shift from online sales in the same period. Chief economist with KBC Bank, Austin Hughes, says many sectors had to reinvent the wheel to keep business going during lockdown.
There are some positive signs that the footfall is beginning to improve in some areas, that people are taking a step out and they are starting to support their local business. They need more support from the government, and we need to see that in the stimulus package. But there are signs of life, and now we need more hope.
A church in Derry has closed after two parishioners tested positive for COVID-19. In-church services at St Mary's Church Ardmore have been suspended after it emerged a couple had attended a service there days prior to being diagnosed. Father Neil Farn says his decision to close the church was done in consultation with the church's pastoral council to prevent against further spread of the virus.
We had no other choice. There's a particular couple. They happened to be at a large gathering of the family outdoors about a couple of weeks ago. In the last couple of weeks, or up till about a week ago anyway, a couple concerned felt quite good. None of the symptoms that you would expect. The only symptoms that they had were a bit dizzy and felt maybe a bit shivery or something like that there. About a week ago, one of their sisters rang and says that they went, got tested and tested positive. So they says they'll get tested as well. So they got tested and they came back positive. A couple had been at Mass. And so as a result, I asked a few that may have been in the area where the person was to just get tested in case, you know. So they got tested and some came back and says, well, they were told by the doctor no symptoms, no test. Others were told by the 111 line, no symptoms, no test. So in that case then I decided, okay, you know, since we need to do something. So I put it out to the Facebook that we were just closing the chapel in the meantime to prevent any possible spread of the virus for the next 12 days anyway. So we came to that decision through the, I met with the pastoral council members, or spoke to them because I kind of felt something needed to be done.
Donegal County Council has agreed to meet with residents at Trosk Road and Ballybuffet over concerns relating to a proposed independent living development for the area. A total of 19 residential units are planned, which would cater to over 55s. However, there's some opposition to the project locally, with mixed messages being sent to residents. The council has committed to fortnight to brief them on the plans, and Councillor Martin Harley is hopeful that their issues will be addressed.
There's been mixed messages from residents on the ground. I live in the area myself, and I appreciate that people have reservations, and rightly so. I feel from the presentation that we got at an area meeting regarding the development that this is a fantastic proposal. And what I did ask the executive was that they meet with the residents to discuss any issues and give the same presentation to them that we got, because we had reservations as councillors before we got the presentation. But when we seen the presentation, we seen it's different to what it was. If you look at the plans, it's for 1 to 2 person units with space there for a family member or a carer to come to look after them. Let's be clear, this is for people over the age of 55. When we seen what happened over the COVID regarding community hospitals, community nursing homes, about people and closed spaces, I think this is going to give an opportunity for older people to live in their own space for longer. And I think this is something that has happened in different countries down the years. And there's only 2 of these developments nationally. I think it's great that Donegal is getting one. It's great that the Snore Electoral Area is getting one. And all 6 members of the Snore Electoral Area agreed to this at an area meeting and workshop. So this, to me, this is a good development.
Do you feel that once the council do speak with those residents concerned, that their sort of concerns will be put to bed, kind of thing?
That is our hope as councillors for the year. We hope that those concerns will be alleviated. They may still have concerns regarding different issues. That's why we insisted that the council give their same presentation to people in that area that have reservations, that they can see exactly the benefits long term.
Inland Fisheries Ireland is reminding the public and the catering and hospitality industries that it is illegal to purchase or possess illegally caught salmon or sea trout. It follows a number of seizures by fisheries protection officers in Donegal, Cork and Mayo over the past week. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Inland Fisheries Ireland are reminding people that only salmon or sea trout that have been caught by licensed commercial salmon fishermen may be sold and must bear a colour-coded green or white gill tag, or for wild imported salmon, a yellow tail tag. Anglers are prohibited from selling salmon or sea trout caught by rod and line. Rod-caught salmon must have a blue tag affixed but cannot be sold. Inland Fisheries Ireland's fisheries protection officers boarded a fishing boat off the Cork coast and seized 98 kilograms of salmon and 256 metres of illegal net on Monday last. Similar seizures have also taken place in Donegal and Mayo in recent days.
Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson has hit out at the finance minister after he confirmed that elements of the Consumer Insurance Contracts Bill will not be given legal effect until late 2021. Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty's bill on consumer insurance reform has already been signed into law by the president. Deputy Doherty claims Pascal Donoghue has delayed key parts of his insurance legislation on request from the insurance industry. He says for once the minister should back the people instead of the insurance companies.
Why is the minister doing this? Because he tells us up front that he met with the major insurance companies and they didn't want this legislation at this time, because this legislation balances in favour of the consumer. So maybe the Minister for Finance should actually meet with consumers, should hear their stories about how they're being ripped off day in, day out by these insurance companies. Maybe for once he could take their side instead of backing the insurance industry time and time again.
The chair of the Donegal Municipal District is calling on the government to fund the local improvement scheme properly or scrap it. Last year, Donegal County Council received €600,000 under the LIS scheme, while it's estimated over €12 million was needed to repair roads in the county. Councillor Micheál Nocton says the government needs to fund the scheme adequately rather than just throwing crumbs at Donegal.
As we stand at the moment, there's 1,221 roads in the county that require funding. In the Donegal MD, which goes from Bundoran to Glencolum, and that basically last year in 2019 we got 600,000 for the whole county. In the Donegal MD we got 120,000, allowing us to only do 7 roads. Basically this amount of funding is nowhere near what's required. From the Donegal MD alone we would need 4 million, and for the county to get the lanes done at the moment, nearly 12 million. And basically just giving us 600 $100,000 a year is nowhere near it, and we got no funding at all this year. So basically the government has to be serious about the LISS, or I would say to them to scrap them altogether.
And indeed this, the lack of funding puts huge pressure on the council then, as they are inundated with applications.
Correct, I mean, but also so it's given a false sense of hope to the general public out there. Everybody thinks there's money there for the LIS, but the LIS are funded individually and basically comes from a different fund. And basically then people don't understand. But at the moment, that basically we're not getting the required funding that we need. And up here in Donegal, basically, we don't have the same infrastructure as other parts of the countries. And definitely in Donegal, we need to get far, far more funding. But basically, handing us 600 a year is only throwing crumbs at it. So if the government is serious, I mean, they have to fund this very seriously, because there's a huge, huge amount of roads in the county to be done.
It's not yet known exactly how many council houses in Letterkenny are affected by mica. While Donegal County Council has identified a number of houses that could potentially be affected by the defective block issue in the area, the actual number will not be known until the testing regime is undertaken. The council says that it has engaged with the Department of Housing, seeking approval and funding to proceed with works to affected council houses. Local councillor Jerry McMonagle says he's disappointed with the lack of progress.
I'm disappointed in that, because we've known for a number of years now that a number of our social housings were affected by mica, and we were actually told at least 3 years ago that there was inspections being carried out, the walkthroughs in estates were being carried out, and that the houses that were identified as possibly suffering from mica would be tested for that. That hasn't happened. I'm hoping now that with the new mica address scheme there, that the social houses will be tested, because at the end of the day there's families living in these houses as well, and on many occasions I make representation on their behalf because of dampness and other outcomes of mica. So I hope now, and I'll be pushing and following the council up to make sure that they check all our suspected houses, and so we can have an identified number and we know then what we can apply to government for.
New initiatives aimed at enabling people to return to work will form part of the July stimulus package. That's the message from the Social Protection Minister, as new figures show almost 100,000 people have closed their claim for the pandemic unemployment payment in the last 2 weeks. In Donegal, the number of people in receipt of the PUP payment continues to fall, with 12% less people now receiving the payment compared to last week.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, where you'll find all the leading brands and running footwear from top names like Brooks, Asics and New Balance, in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
At 5:15, it's time now for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with Donegal Gaelic Games, and the championship got up and running in the county at the weekend, with ladies football and men's hurling games taking place. On the DL debate tonight with Brendan Devaney here on Highland after the 7 News, Brendan will be joined by Maureen O'Donnell to look at the ladies' championship, while Setanta manager Paul Campbell talks hurling. On Sunday, St Unans beat McCool's, while Buncrana pulled off a big result against Burt. Paul feels the any shown men aren't too far away from a title.
St Unans deserve one. I think Buncrana is going to get one before them.
Right.
You know, that's what I honestly think. Like, you take a look at that Buncrana team. Like, they're the most, you know, well-built physical team in Donegal, you know, with no exceptions. Like, you know, you've got Jack O'Loughlin, he's probably the best athlete in the county team this year, and he's probably the second or third best hurler. You know, you've got wee Sam Rowe, Peter McCarron, you know, Paul Touris, all them, all big, massive men, 6'1" and 2" men, and real good, skillful hurlers. And if they just get a wee game plan together and give it a real push this year, there's no reason why they couldn't win a championship. Like, I said it to Tom Clare last year in the semi-final, and Tom was saying we're probably here a year or two too early. And I said, Tom, take your time, build on it this year from this semi-final defeat. And I said, you'll get the final next year, and there's no reason why you can't win it if you push on. And there's no reason why they shouldn't be doing it, because they have the physicality and they've got the stick men to do it. Like,
Paul Campbell speaking on the DL debate tonight with Brendan Devaney, where Brendan will also be joined by Ryan Ferry to look at the Intermediate Football Championship along with the Donegal Regional Leagues. It's on air after the 7 News and available online as a podcast at HighlandRadio.com as well. Tyrone have been given a boost ahead of their championship encounter in late October with Donegal. Red Hand captain Matty Donnelly made his comeback in Trollocs Division 1 encounter with Clonoe on Sunday. Donnelly has been out since October 2019, where he needed reconstructive surgery after the tendon holding the hamstring to the bone detached during the Ulster Club Championship game against Derrygonley. Cross-channel soccer, Brighton can rubber-stamp their Premier League survival this evening. Just a point will do for Shane Duffy and co in their game with Newcastle. Elsewhere, Sheffield United are still battling for a European place. Seamus Coleman and his Everton teammates are without a win in their last four Premier League matches. Manager Carlo Ancelotti wants his team to try and match the intensity of their opponents.
They beat Chelsea, they beat Wolves, they beat Tottenham. They are used to play with intensity, they are really aggressive, so we want to show our best quality and improve the attacking play that in the last period was not so good.
Well, at a quarter past eight, Wolves continue their own top six quest at home to Crystal Palace. Although European qualification is out of their hands, a win tonight will see Wolves surpass last season's points tally. And their manager, Nuno Espirito Santo, says they're progressing well.
I think we are improving, always trying to become better, knowing that it's a difficult season, have ups and downs, but I think we'll always be able to react to not so good performance and bounce back and play good after the games. It's always the same things.
Former Manchester United goalkeeper Mark Bosnich thinks they might have to drop David De Gea for the final two games of the season. Positive results in those matches would see United qualify for the Champions League. But after De Gea's errors allowed Chelsea to knock them out of the FA Cup yesterday, Bosnich says it might be time for a change.
In these last 8 to 12 months, there have been a consistency of errors that we've not seen from him before. Ollie's got to seriously weigh up, does he bring in Romero for these final two games? Because like I said, you can imagine plain sailing against the West Ham, everything's going fine and one of these errors occur again.
Republic of Ireland forward Aidan O'Brien has been told to move on by Millwall boss Gary Rowett. O'Brien's found opportunities limited at the Championship club and hasn't played since football's resumption. The 26-year-old had been at Millwall since his teens, scoring 44 goals in 226 appearances. France football has confirmed there will be no Ballon d'Or in 2020 due to the lack of significant fair conditions. It's the first time since 1956 the award won't be given out. The organisers say they don't want an asterisk against the winner because of the coronavirus pandemic. In Scotland, Rangers say Scottish police are now investigating a hate crime after Alfredo Morelos was racially abused on social media on Friday evening. The Glasgow club said it will not be tolerated and that it must be condemned by everyone in Scottish football and society as a whole. Rangers also say they fully support the players taking a knee before recent games. And finally, in cricket, the T20 World Cup has been postponed due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The tournament was due to take place on Australia later this year. The ICC has put the competition back to October 2021. And that's your sports update for the moment here in Highland, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, a coronavirus vaccine being developed at the University of Oxford has been shown to trigger an immune response to the disease. The early stage human trial also found it safe and causes few side effects. Researchers say their tests show the jab could provide double protection against COVID-19. Professor Andrew Pollard from the Oxford Vaccine Group says there's still much work to be done.
Now we have to wait to see whether people in the trial are protected. And that is going to take some time because we have to wait for disease cases to occur in our population of people who are vaccinated in order to see whether we've got protection or not.
Eight donkeys have been rescued by the Donegal Donkey Sanctuary over the weekend. The animals, which were rescued from various locations across the country, were found in a state of neglect, covered in cuts and sores, and some with overgrown hooves. Manager of Donegal Donkey Sanctuary, Danny Kern, says it's vital people reach out for assistance when caring for animals.
We found eight donkeys over the weekend. We took them in from various different places. Some of them were in very, very bad condition. There's a few of them will take a lot of care before they're back on their feet and going properly. They had very severely overgrown hooves and some of them were very neglected. It'll take quite a long time before we have them, before we need to have them.
And indeed, we spoke earlier a number of weeks ago about the pressure of your service already due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and this will impound that in...
Oh, yes. Since this COVID... pandemic has come and we have taken on a lot more donkeys. We've seen a huge upsurge and you know, it has become more difficult for us to do our work as well, obviously, with social distancing and everything else. And, you know, it's just become very difficult.
And what would your message be to people that would have been in a similar situation looking after donkeys?
Well, you know, if it's financial and things like that, they seek help, you know. The worst thing you can do is let them get into that kind of condition and then abandon them. And when we pick them up, they're in a lot worse condition, you know. I'd reach out and look for a bit of help and we'll try and see what we can do.
The Labour leader is described as cross, a statement issued on behalf of the Taoiseach in the wake of the death of Ruth Morrissey. The 39-year-old passed away yesterday at a hospice in Limerick. Ruth Morrissey's husband Paul issued a statement following her passing, which says despite the magnitude of harm caused to her by avoidable errors, neither the state nor the HSE has ever apologised. A spokesperson for Leo Varadkar noted that he made a formal state apology to all women and their families affected by the cervical check crisis in October of 2019. Deputy Alan Kelly says that apology could not have applied to Ruth Morrissey.
I thought it was a crass thing for the Taoiseach to issue. I think he should have a word with whoever sent that out on his behalf. It was highly insensitive because the apology that he quite rightly made in Dáil Éireann did not cover her, because her case was actually going through the Supreme Court at the time.
Over a quarter of children injured in farm accidents were hurt in an incident on a vehicle. New research by the National Office of Clinical Audit has found a third of under-18s were injured as a result of a blow. Today marks the start of Farm Safety Week, which aims to reduce the number of accidents on farms. President of Macrina Fermor, Thomas Duffy, says a farm is not a safe place for a child to be.
Farms are no place for children whatsoever. I think a lot of the reason for it is machinery has gotten larger and more sophisticated, but it's also gotten far more dangerous for that reason and needs skilled operators. The speed of machinery and the number of attachments, the number of spinning parts and moving parts which could cause a serious injury are all things that's exponentially increased over the last couple of years.
Weather now. Today will be mainly dry with good sunny spells, but there will be a chance of an isolated shower this evening. Highest temperatures of 14 to 17 degrees and light to moderate northwesterly or variable breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a church in Derry has closed after two parishioners tested positive for COVID-19. In church services at St Mary's Church Ardmore have been suspended after it emerged a couple had attended a service there days prior to being diagnosed. Inland Fisheries Ireland is reminding the public and the catering and hospitality industries that it is illegal to purchase or possess illegally caught salmon or sea trout. It follows a number of seizures by fisheries protection officers in Donegal, Cork and Mayo over the past week. It's not yet known exactly how many council houses in Letterkenny are affected by mica. While Donegal County Council has identified a number of houses that could potentially be affected by the defective block issue in the area, the actual number will not be known until the testing regime is undertaken. And the chair of the Donegal Municipal District is calling on the government to fund the local improvement scheme properly or scrap it. Last year, Donegal County Council received €600,000 under the LIS scheme, while it's estimated over €12 million is needed to repair roads in the county. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, July the 20th. The death has taken place of Sarah Spence, 5 Willow Grove, Cockhill Road. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock can be viewed at /Cockhill. Due to government restrictions, funeral is private. Donations in lieu of flowers to Letterkenny University Hospital or the Donegal Hospice. The death has taken place of Edward McBride, Derry Hassan Downings. Due to government restrictions, wake and funeral are private. Funeral on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock can be viewed on Meva Parish Facebook page. The death has taken place of Conal Waters, Tullycleave Ardra. Due to government restrictions, the house, mass and burial are private. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desired to palliative care of any family member. And the death has occurred of Teresa Gallen, née Doherty, 2 Ashburn Park at Castle Derg. Due to government restrictions, the house, mass and interment are private.